Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only KX93.5 FM. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and life coaching. Today, we're going to talk more about what meditation really is and perhaps even what it isn't. In a way, meditation is this path of self-discovery. It's this act of curiosity and questioning what's actually happening in the moment by listening and feeling for the answers rather than thinking about them and trying to figure out what they mean. So what I mean by that, for example, is if you heard this loud noise, perhaps you tell your family, I'm going to go in the other room and meditate, and then all of a sudden you hear all this banging and all these loud noises while you're trying to be quiet and meditate. And what happens is the thinking starts right away. You start thinking, how annoying, how irritating, why don't these people try to understand that I'm trying to be quiet and meditate? So there's a difference between all the loud noises and what you think all those loud noises mean. And this is sort of an example of how meditation stretches out the experience of the loud noise versus the thinking about the loud noise, that there's actually a gap in the experience. When the loud noise happens, then we experience it. It's sort of like a wave, and then we begin to think about it and decide what it means about other people or ourselves. So when we meditate, we can learn to label our experiences like loud noise and then come back to our meditation, our breathing, and being present. We might hear a car honking or a bird singing outside, or our foot starts to itch, and we can use this technique of labeling to say to ourselves, loud noise, car, bird, foot itching, things like that, where we stop the identity with the experience by labeling it and then return to the curiosity and the exploration of the experience, just sitting, feeling, and listening. So meditation becomes this curious exploration of the moment by moment unfolding of experience. Well, it all sounds easy, but it's not, because our conditioning is to think about everything. Our conditioning is to react to everything. So as we're sitting in meditation and we're trying to allow life to unfold and just observe it, all of our conditioned responses to life begin to show up. We can become irritated or excited, fearful, anxious, bored, sleepy. You know, our mind just wanders from thought to thought in this seemingly random series of ideas and fantasies. And the thing is we identify with most everything that we experience, most everything we think about. And our attachment to the I am is the conditioning that we have, and our experience in meditation is the I without the I am. And I'll talk a little bit more about what that means. So one example would be that it's cold outside, and we identify with it at first by saying, I am cold. So I'm cold when it's cold outside, rather than it's really cold outside, and then noticing how we feel in that cold environment. What does our skin feel like? What about the skin that's exposed to the cold, and the difference with the skin that's covered by fabric? So this is kind of what we're doing when we're meditating, is we're starting to explore curiously all of the nuances of cold itself rather than the identity of I am cold. So that's an example of the I versus the I am. And in this funny way, when we're caught up in the meaning of things And in the I am is we're missing the actual experience, and we don't realize how impermanent, how transient the nature of each experience is. Now, the sort of godfather of mindfulness and meditation was a prince named Siddhartha Gautama, who later became the first Buddha. And he was really the one to identify the I experience of life as separate from the I am, or the I am that experience of life. And he was enlightened to this through meditation. Gautama Siddhartha started off as a prince. He was raised with great wealth and privilege. He was married. He had a son, and he was about 26 years old. Mind you, this story is from 2,500 years ago and probably has had a lot of interpretation, but this is the story I've read along the way. He left the walls of his community, and when he was out, he witnessed enormous suffering around him, illness and poverty, and he felt so betrayed by his upbringing that he was never told, never taught that these things existed. And because it was so upsetting to him, he decided to give up everything and find out what it really meant to walk in the shoes of these people who seemed so different from them. So he went to a place that was known to have what were called the ascetics living in it. He went to Naranjana, India. And out in the forest, he met all of these holy men who lived with a simple loincloth, who only ate what was given to them, and who sat in meditation and practiced yoga. And they lived this extremely severe, austere life of self-denial and suffering. And to these spiritual men, this was their journey to enlightenment. So Siddhartha thought, well, that's what I want to do. That's the only way I'm going to find out what it really means to be human, what it really means to be like the other people I've seen in my life, is to give up everything and to suffer for enlightenment. So he studied their ways, and he tried very, very hard to become like them. And he did learn a lot of things. And eventually he went out to seek some food, and he met someone who was kind and generous and gave him some warm food. And he found that his ability to meditate was actually strengthened, both by the food and the kindness that he received. And then someone gave him a bundle of soft grasses, and he used it to sit on instead of sitting on rocks, allowing himself to be comfortable while practicing his meditation. He began to realize that he didn't actually need to suffer to have a deep experience of life itself and to be able to connect with other people. He discovered that trying to achieve something by force and become something that he wasn't the answer. And in fact, for the first time, he accepted that there was nothing to achieve. So he started to walk and wander and meet people. And each day he would sit in meditation, and he would observe life around him and his own reactions to that life, his own prejudices, judgments, fears. And he started to learn so much about how limited he had been in the way that he was raised, in the way that he was taught, and how limitless his experience could be if he allowed himself to connect with the unfolding of life and other people. So he wandered, he talked with people, he shared his experience, and they shared theirs. And he didn't really have any intention of becoming the Buddha, the learned one that everybody was going to follow and learn from. He simply wanted to share his experience with life and spend time experiencing it. And so that was kind of the roots of meditation. And that's what we're doing each Sunday as we meditate together here at Om at Home, is learning to be curious and allow ourselves to experience the unfolding of life and to witness those parts of us that try to identify, make meaning, or limit life through our thinking, and open ourselves to a new experience of life itself. So let's get started. Find a nice comfortable place to sit. Sometimes it's good to have your back supported. It's okay to be comfortable to sit on cushions or a couch or a chair or a bed, whatever you like. Make sure that your hands are resting in your lap and your fingers are not clasped, just because this irritates and agitates the mind a bit. Soften your jaw and lower your chin a little so the back of your neck lengthens out the top of your head. Make some space between each vertebra in your spine. Soften your belly, really starting to connect with the body in the present moment, noticing how you feel, and then taking three deep breaths in through the nose and as slowly as you can out of the mouth. If you have something behind your back, and lengthen your spine out the top of your head as if a string was holding the top of your head up towards the sky effortlessly without tension. Allow the breath to travel in and out of your nostrils and notice the temperature of the air as it flows in. How different it is as it flows back out, warmed and moistened by the body, becoming the witness and the observer of your experience, noticing if the breath is deep or shallow, noticing if it's fast or slow, without making a meaning or a judgment out of it, just observing it. Notice all the sounds in the room around you. And as you pick up each sound, name the sound with one word to yourself. Perhaps you hear voices or music or a car or birds. As soon as you hear it, you can say to yourself, voices or birds. Settle a little bit deeper into the body, being the observer of the sounds around you and allowing them to be just as they are without them needing to move you in any way to react. Notice your legs and allow them to be heavy. Notice the weight and sensations in your feet, your shins, your knees, all the way up into your hips. Notice your belly and your low back and soften from the inside out, connecting with the interior sensations of the belly, all the way out to the skin, the fabric of your clothing. Notice the breath as it rises and falls in the chest. You can make a little space under your arms. Collarbones spread and your shoulders slide down to the elbows and the wrists and the fingertips, letting the hands be heavy. The jaw softens and the teeth are parted. scroll down and you can feel all the sensations in your scalp and your hair, the temperature of the air as it touches the skin on your face. Pure awareness, attention to each detail, and resistance to the mind that judges each experience as right or wrong, good or bad. Being somewhat indifferent to the judge. Allowing it to take a back seat to awareness. And as we continue to practice on our own for a little while, you'll hear music in the background and all the other sensations and disturbances in your awareness. And each time you notice something, you can name it simply with one word, and then settle back into your breath and silently say to yourself, "Here." Just to remind yourself where you are. Breathing, noticing your environment, labeling your experiences, and connecting with the moment by saying, "Here." I'm practicing this way for a little while on your own.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Today we're simply observing our environment and at the same time staying connected with the experience of being here in this moment with our breath and our body and resisting our reactions or judgment of our experience. Notice where your thinking has taken you and gently bring yourself back to the body, the sensations, the sounds, and each exhale connecting you to here, this moment.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Bring the breath into the base of your spine and inhale up your back to the roof of your mouth and exhale down the front of the spine back to the belly. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. Just sealing into your nervous system this acceptance and allowance of feeling the present moment, of allowing each moment to unfold. You've been listening to Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about meditation instruction, classes, privates, groups, stress relief, and coaching. Thank you. Wishing you peace along your way today.